USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After 5 days of arguments in the Senate impeachment trial of former President Trump, he's been acquitted. The vote was 57-43 on a single article of impeachment. It was 10 votes shy of the two-thirds majority needed to convict. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says a message was sent.
While justice was not done in this trial, it will be carried forward by the American people.
7 Republicans crossed over party lines to vote guilty, the most impeachment defections ever from a president's party. Minority Leader Mitch McConnell voted not guilty, and he explained why.
In this case, the question is moot because former President Trump is constitutionally not eligible for conviction.
But McConnell said Trump is practically and morally responsible for the attack at the Capitol on January 6th. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Allyn for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bail out broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Shekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Allyn Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
White House Deputy Press Secretary T.J. Ducklow has resigned the day after he was suspended for issuing a sexist and profane threat to a journalist seeking to cover his relationship with another reporter. Ducklow had been put on a week-long suspension without pay on Friday after a report surfaced in Vanity Fair outlining his sexist threats against a female political journalist who was trying to suppress a story about his relationship. He told her, quote, "I will destroy you." The journalist had been seeking to report on his relationship with a political reporter at Axios. In a statement put out on Saturday, Ducklow said, "I am devastated to have embarrassed and disappointed my White House colleagues and President Biden." White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that Ducklow's conduct, quote, "doesn't meet our standards, it doesn't meet the president's standard, and it was important that we took a step to make that clear." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One congressman is looking forward to what will happen to the GOP. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
In the wake of President Trump's second impeachment trial, some are now asking how the Republican Party moves forward. Congressman Daryl Issa believes the party will rebuild like it has in the past. The California Republican tells Fox News that if they build on their core beliefs, he feels they will quickly regain the position of the majority party.
You know, we've got a rebuilding to do. Without the leadership of President Trump and the way we've had it for the last 4 years, we've got to take the best of Trump, the best of Reagan, the best of Lincoln, and put it all together. But we've been here before. I was a very young soldier when Richard Nixon left office. We've been in problems where one or another person was effectively pushed out of their leadership. And what we did is we went back to who we are. We're the party of smaller government. We're the party of the small business and the small business worker. And as we show that to people, as President Trump did for 4 years, but as we show it to people, we're going to become the majority party again.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A winter storm has hit the Pacific Northwest with ice and snow, leaving hundreds of thousands of people without power. Snow is expected to continue falling in Washington, Oregon, and Idaho through the weekend. Forecasters say a polar vortex is causing extremely low temperatures. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.